Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Compassionate Light Healing and Guidance Show. So today, I'm your host, Catherine Hahn. And for those who are new to me, I'm an angelic energy healer, a spiritual teacher and coach, and an angelic channel. So welcome, everyone. And I hope everyone had a wonderful weekend. In Wisconsin, it's been rainy on and off, but, you know, it's still been wonderful, and I hope where you are, you're enjoying the weather, you're enjoying your families, and it is July 1st. I can't believe it. That year is halfway through, and so today because it's July now, we're going to be talking about the energy of the week as well as the energy of this month. So whenever I do these energy readings for the week as well as the month, this is to help you to understand what's coming, you know, to help you to understand the energies that you may be sensing, that you may be feeling, you know, when it comes to how you're feeling. And so, you know, I hope that this helps you to understand what it is that you need to work on, as well as when it comes to connecting with others, as well as your own energies and opportunities that may be coming in. So just before we start with the energy of the week, I want to let everyone know that we are a call-in show. So if there's anything that you would like guidance on, as well as if you'd like to chat about the topic or the energy that you're feeling, if you want to talk about the energy of last week, you know, like I had mentioned, you know, if you have been feeling those things that we talked about on the show last week, I'd love to hear from you. So be sure to call 714-816-4628. And don't forget to press 1 on that keypad so that you can be live on air. So today, Archangel Ariel, as well as Archangel Michael, are stepping forward for us when it comes to our energy this week. So this week's energy is going to be kind of intense. We have the solar eclipse coming up tomorrow, as well as a new moon tomorrow. So, you know, it's no wonder that the energy is going to be intense, but it's not going to be a heavy intense, energy that feels heavy, but it's going to actually be an energy that is brighter and that's going to feel amazing for a lot of us. So, and I'm going to discuss a little bit more about that. But, you know, I want to mention also that it's really important today for before we get into tomorrow to really tune in with ourselves and tune in with Archangel Ariel to set those intentions of what it is that you truly want. And last week we had mentioned about the energy where it was about tuning into ourselves and to help us to understand what we needed to change when it comes to our story, what we needed to change when it comes to our perspective. When there were different situations that would come about in our daily lives. So, you know, I had talked about how I had been instructed by the angels to go a certain direction, drive a certain direction last week, headed straight into a festival. And that was the angel showing me that I need to change my perspective. I need to change how I thought about the situation that I was being put into, so that I could shift my energy, so that I could shift how I was feeling and into the energy of how we are meant to feel. So you know, that is what the energy was this week. So for this week, it's about continuing on to really look into ourselves, to really tune in with ourselves. But this time around, in order to set those intentions of who we truly are, what it is that we truly want in our lives, what it is that we truly want to come into fruition when it comes to our work, when it comes to our career, when it comes to different opportunities that come our way that are meant for us, to be open for that, to be able to let go of our own expectations and let the universe guide us, because they do know what it is that we truly want, but we have to ask for it. We have to let them know, and that's why we set these intentions. So July, you know, when it comes to the beginning of each month, it's great to set those intentions of what it is that we want within this month, what it is that we truly want, you know, to be able to achieve, so that we can really reach the goals that we are meant for, what it is that we truly want to, so that we can reach those goals, so that we can really make the changes and the impact within our lives and within the lives or within our communities and with those people around us. So that is the energy of this week. So it's about setting the intentions with Archangel Ariel, but also knowing that with this energy that comes in, it's going to help us to understand who we truly are, understand a little bit more about what it is that we're meant to do. And, you know, that's what the solar eclipse as well as the new moon energy is going to help us to realize. So that is the energy of the week. Now, when it comes to the energy of the month, Archangel Uriel, as well as Herschel Angel Alexandra, they are stepping forward for us. And I know it's been a while since I spoke about Herschel Angel Alexandra, but she has been stepping forward for me in a bigger way. You know, at the end of last month, she really stepped forward saying, okay, it's really time for you to channel with me so that others can receive those messages that she brings and the energy that she brings. So, you know, if you have been listening with me for a while now, you remember that I had introduced Herschel Angel Alexandra, I believe it was either the end of last year or the beginning of this year. And she is now stepping forward for us because we are really meant to step into the energy of who we truly are and when it comes to our power. So she's going to help us to elevate into a new vibration, new energy that the Herschel realm brings. So when it comes to the Herschel realm, they are a higher vibration than the archangels, and they're stepping forward, and there's three angels right now, Herschel Angel Alexandra, as well as two others that are really prominent right now to stepping forward for us to be able to, you know, create the changes that we're meant to create and make the impact that we're meant to make. So, and, you know, on my page recently, I had, you know, reintroduced her recently as well. And she really is stepping forward for us this month because we are going to be growing this month. This month is going to be about growth and really stepping into our power, really stepping out of our comfort zones and really just being able to embrace who we are and understand a little bit more about who we are. So for some people, if you are feeling a little bit drained this week or like at the end of last week, you felt a little bit tired, you know, I want to mention, and this is what they are showing me, is that it's because we are getting ready to level up. So when it comes to our spiritual growth, to be able to grow, and this month is going to be about growth and understanding our power and understanding a little bit more about ourselves and what it is that we're meant to do. And so we're going to be in this growth period, and we're going to be spiritually on a higher level this month. Whether it's, you know, we're going to be kind of forced into digging into ourselves and to be looking more into ourselves and what it is that we're meant to do in different ways. So whether it's situations that happen in your life that they bring forth, or any of the signs that the angels always bring to us, it's going to be more prominent in your life. It's going to be they're going to really be, you know, pushing you into this growth. They're going to really help you to grow this month. So whether it's doing a lot of meditating, a lot of journaling when it comes to understanding who you are, releasing, decluttering, all the things that no longer serve us. Actually this week is also going to bring that as well. It's going to start bringing that where they're going to bring into your awareness those things that we need to let go of, those things that no longer serve us. And they're going to remind us of those things, you know, past things that have happened, old patterns and habits that may, you know, come back. But knowing that they're coming back not because you didn't do the work, you know, especially if you've been consciously doing this work on yourself, healing and letting go. These old patterns or old habits are not going to come in the way that it did before. So know that, you know, if you're doing this healing, if you're doing the letting go, that these old patterns and these old habits are coming in because of this new growth that we're supposed to experience, this new level that we're supposed to go into. So it's a new layer of healing. It's a new layer of letting go of those things that that no longer serve us. So we're going to be seeing these old patterns in different ways and how it is that we are to let it go and to release it and to see it in a different light so that we can really be in this energy of, you know, understanding that we have these gifts and abilities that you haven't seen before, but it's emerging and being able to change your story in different ways so that it's more beneficial to you and really helping you to understand that you are meant for more, that you are meant to really do these amazing things that, you know, the guides, your guides and angels are showing you. So this month is going to be incredible. This is this month is going to be one that's going to help you to deeply understand who you are, to help you to understand just how amazing you are and what you are capable of and what it is that, you know, they want you to see when it comes to your power. And this is also why I am doing the series this month. So it was recently that the angel showed me what it is that I'm supposed to talk about this month. And, you know, when it comes to these topics and the energy of the week, it's always not only a lesson for everyone who's listening, but it's also a lesson for me. So, you know, I didn't know what I was going to speak about until last week. And, you know, they were, you know, I had asked before and, you know, they would tell me, you know, you have to be patient. You have to just trust. And you know, during the week, during the last couple of weeks, they have been showing me more and more about just being patient and trusting and having faith in a lot more different ways than in the past, and to help me, help to stretch me, to help to help me to grow. So you know, it's always amazing how they always do come forth and to help me to understand, even if it's last minute, even the day before. You know, I have a lot of times where they show me the day before what it is that I need to speak about or what it is that I need to do to help others to do those things that I'm meant to do. So it's really about also trusting in the process, trusting in what it is that the angels bring to us. And they're always going to be guiding us. They're always going to show us. And, you know, that is not only a lesson for me, but for everyone. They always have, it's about divine timing. It's about letting go of the expectations that we have, because our expectations are not always going to align with what it is that the angels want us to do or what our guides want us to do. So that is the energy of the month. So if you'd like to talk about the energy, if you have been feeling the energy, please be sure to call 714-816-4628. And be sure to press 1 on that keypad so that you can be live on air. All right, so before I go ahead with the topic, I do want to take a few calls. So caller who has been on the longest, what is your name and where are you calling from?
Oh, hi. My name is Rose, and I'm calling from New York.
Hello, Rose. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing today?
I'm good, thank you. So how can I help you today?
Oh, well, I was listening to you with the energies and stuff, so I'm glad that it's going to get lighter as time goes on here. I think they were a little bit heavier. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I was just wondering, I don't know if you'd be able to tell me, I was applying for a few different jobs, and I was just wondering if the angels see me getting one of them that I already applied for, or should I still be applying for others? I don't know if you answer those type of questions.
Yes. So I have Archangel Raphael stepping forward for you, and what I hear is a no. So a no from the jobs that you applied for. I do, however, hear that you will be able to get an offer from what you applied to, but they really want you to look at what it is that you really want to do. So is this something that you truly want to do? When it comes to the jobs that you applied for, and yes, you did apply for them for a reason, but you know, when you applied for them, is it where your heart is really going towards? So you know, they want you to really look at that.
Okay.
So, you know, so they're saying that you'll get the offer, but to really look at it and see if this is what you truly want.
Oh, okay. All right, so, all right, I was just wondering if I was going to be getting one soon, but I guess that's not really in the cards for those I already applied
well,
for.
You know, you will get the offers. You know, they'll call you and let you know that if you wanted the job, you can. But, you know, they really want you to look at a job that really is something that your heart really wants. So one that really, like, feels really good to you. And, you know, that is what I'm feeling with, you know, Archangel Raphael. So if you want to connect with him and to help you to understand, you know, what it is that you truly want and to go after that, to look for those jobs. And it could be a similar job that you're looking for, but, you know, to really look for a job and apply for a job that really speaks to you, that really resonates with you. Not just because you are good at it, but, you know, one that really feels good to you.
Okay. All right. I got you. Okay.
All right.
All right. Thank you. All right. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for calling.
That.
Have a great week. All right. So let's go to our next caller. Caller, what is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Donna, and I'm calling from San Diego.
Hi, Donna. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. This is my first time calling, so it's nice to listen.
Well, thank you for calling in. So how can I help you today?
Well, I just want, right now I'm kind of at a crossroads, not sure if it would be best for me to move locations. I'm just not sure what the best opportunities would be for me. If you have some insight on that, that would be very helpful.
So right now, I have Archangel Raphael. He's and Archangel Michael is stepping forward for you, and they are letting you know that not right now. So there are some things that are going on. I feel it within your solar plexus that has to do with some things that happened in the past that you need to kind of work through before really thinking about moving. Because if you went ahead and tried doing it on your own, on, like forcing this energy, there's going to be a lot of blocks that happen. There's going to be a lot of stress that happens for you that you don't need. So you know, if it's going to, you know, I encourage you to connect with Archangel Michael and Archangel Raphael, and you can do this through meditating. Also, journaling is going to be helpful for you. And what it is that comes up for you when it comes to your solar plexus and the energy of like who you are, and when it comes to confidence. Be sure to connect with them. What was that?
What was that last sentence? It comes through. I didn't hear what you said.
Oh, through confidence, your confidence. So, you know, those are some things that they want you to work on. So if you want to connect with them this week, and they'll help you to understand what's coming through, what it is that you need to work through, as well as help you to really understand the flow. It's going to flow for you. It'll come as if it's just really easy when it's time. So you'll know when it's time. But it's really important for you to do this work with them first. To understand, you know, why are these things coming up? Why are some limiting beliefs coming up for you?
Okay.
So I hope that helps.
Okay. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you for calling, and I hope you have a wonderful week.
Thank you. Okay, you as well. Thank you.
All right. So we'll get to some other calls a little bit later. But first, you know, let's get into our topic. So this week, or actually this month, we will be talking about empowering you. So this is about you and understanding just the power that you have within yourself. You have this wisdom within you. You have this amazing ability and these gifts within you. So I'm going to help you to unlock those. I'm going to help you to understand just who you are. And today they wanted me, so I was channeling this morning, and Archangel Ariel and Archangel Michael were telling me, okay, it's important for you to talk about yourself first. So today it's going to be talking about me. And so for those people who don't know my story, that I'm going to, you know, let you know what that is. But, you know, if you would like to talk about, you know, and receive some guidance or talk about the energy of the week, I want to remind you that you can always call in today. So the number is 714-816-4628. And don't forget to press 1 on that keypad. And I would love to help you. I would love to be there to listen to what it is that you need to talk about. And, you know, I'll be sharing my truth today, but I would love to know what it is that's coming in for you, what it is that you're being shown by the angels, what it is that you are being guided to by the angels and your guides. And, you know, if you aren't sure about something, if you aren't sure about a lesson that they're trying to bring to you, please be sure to call. I'm always here. And so the number again is 714-816-4628. And don't forget to press 1 on that keypad. All right. So, okay. Before I go on, let me take a drink here. But today, I'm going to share a little bit about myself and how it is that the angels and guides have really shown me and helped me to grow and understand my own power. And, you know, we're talking about empowering you, and, you know, the angels and guides have done so much in my life in a short period of time. And, you know, it actually did take me a long time to really understand, but through these circumstances, through these situations that they bring or they brought to my life is what it is that I was supposed to learn and what it is that I was meant to do. So before we go on to another caller, I'm going to just briefly mention about my childhood. So I grew up in Chicago. So my parents came to America a year before I was born. And so, you know, I came from Korea. And because I didn't know the English language, I grew up in a home that was Korean speaking and in an area where there was no teachers to teach me English. So I went to school, not knowing English, but I went. And you know, that's when my a lot of things that happened with me started. So going to school, I had my kids bullying me, kids, you know, making fun of me. And, of course, I didn't understand at that moment what it was that was going on. But, you know, some things you just kind of know when it comes to being bullied. You know, as I walked to school and, you know, kids would, you know, what they'd be laughing, they'd be pointing, and they'd be doing a lot of things that you just know that wasn't nice. So, you know, so that is where a lot of, and some of my limiting beliefs have come from that, you know, growing up. And then, you know, as I grew a little older and, you know, started to learn English and, you know, also learning English was a learning belief that I had to let go of as well. You know, for years I made the excuses of, you know, I can't speak well. I can't talk the way other people would talk, you know, when it comes to eloquently or, you know, being able to speak in a way that, you know, people could really understand. But, you know, that is a limiting belief that I had to go through and that I had to heal from in order to be able to, for instance, being on the show here today to speak to you and to speak to others, to help others, to teach others, and to really guide other people. So, you know, that was a limiting belief that I had to let go of as well, and to understand that, you know, I have this ability. You know, it may not be like anyone else's, which is completely fine because we aren't supposed to be like anyone else. We're supposed to be like ourselves, and we're all special in a way, and we have these gifts that that come forward, that step forward for us, you know, showing, and the angels and God showing us that we are meant to present things in a way that is meant for us, that, you know, we're meant to talk in certain ways to help certain people, and we're meant to do things in certain ways that is unique to us. So learning those things and, you know, understanding my own power when it comes to speaking and when it comes to how I help others, that is how, you know, that is one of the situations that the angels have brought into my life that I need to learn from, that I need to heal from as well and let go of and change my story so that I can do those things that I'm meant to do, so that I can really step into my power, step out of my comfort zone. And for the longest time, yes, it was, you know, it was very hard. I mean, I had lots of fears. I had lots of doubts. But the angels and guides were able to show me through different circumstances, through different ways. For instance, you know, when it comes to my speaking and when it comes to being able to help others in that way, you know, when I first started this spiritual journey, I had created my business, but I did not expect to be speaking on the radio or speaking in front of people in general. And so because of this, you know, this fear I had, this doubt I had, but they were able to help me to step out of my comfort zone in the way of presenting. So what happened was at the beginning of my journey is someone had emailed me about being on radio and being on a station to talk about my gifts, talk about and use my gifts as a healer to, you know, to help others in this way. And I had never thought about doing radio. I never thought about it because of my own fears and my fears of speaking. And so, you know, after I had created my business and I had just finished my website, that's when the person who was not even from the U.S. had emailed me and said, hey, you know, would you be willing to be an intuitive healer on our show? And it's just amazing how the angels and guides really help you in these situations. And at the moment, you know, back then, I didn't think of it this way. I didn't think of it as me having to step out of my comfort zone to do this, you know, to be able to speak on radio, to be able to speak to all these different people and help people in this way and teach in this way. But I didn't see it as an opportunity where I knew that my angels and guides were showing me that, you know, as a healer, this is what you were meant to do. And that's all I saw it as at that time, because I was just starting my journey, just doing my spiritual journey, and I just created my business as a healer. So I didn't see it in that way. I saw it as an opportunity that they were bringing me to be a healer. But, you know, I didn't really see this as an opportunity for me to learn from this, as, you know, from letting go of my fears and healing from my past, healing from my limiting beliefs of speaking. And so, and this wasn't until recently that I had really realized this and what they were showing me through my channeling with angels, showing me that this was my their way of not only showing me that I was meant to be a healer, but also showing me that I'm able to speak, that one of my gifts and one of my abilities is to speak to others in this way, to teach in this way. And no, yeah, you know, yes, I don't speak the way others do. I may not be a great speaker. I may not be great at articulating those things that you know, other people can. However, I am able to share what it is that the angels bring and what it is the angels want me to tell you and speak to you about. So, you know, in this way, it's amazing how the angels and guides work in this way. You know, you may not see it, you know, when you first start on your journey and they bring you an opportunity, but there's deeper layers to what they bring to you, the situations they bring to you, the challenges they bring to you. And as you go on this journey, this spiritual journey that you're on, as you grow, as you learn more from the guides, from the universe, because remember, we are one with the universe. You know, they bring you a depth that you may not have seen when you first started on your journey. And it's just awesome and amazing just how this power that's within you emerges as you learn through the challenges that you go through. And those things that they show you, even with one situation. So, you know, you may see a situation that you need to heal from in one way, but as you grow deeper in this journey and the spiritual journey, it just gets deeper. They open up more possibilities. They open up your mind and your knowledge and your wisdom that you have within you, and to really show you what it is that you need to really learn from the things that you're doing right now, the things that started as a spark when it comes to your journey in healing. But it's so much deeper, and it's so amazing how they've really come forward with that. So that is one thing that they're showing me that I need to share. So, and you know, I will be sharing a little bit more about that a little later. So before we do that, I didn't realize that we were past the bottom of the hour. So let's do some announcements on what is coming up on Psychic Talk Radio. So let's see here. Tomorrow, Power of Three show is back with host Rose Bullhorst, and she's going to be talking about using the vibrations of numbers in your everyday life. So be sure to join her tomorrow with that. And then on Wednesday, is Open Lines and Many Rings with their guest co-host, Sharona Rapsik, and they will be joining, or she'll be joining hosts Charlotte and Dax. So be sure to join them on Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time and 2 p.m. Eastern. And on Thursday, Stephanie with Stephanie's Guided Tarot Dax. And she will be, as always, taking, she'll be doing mini readings, tarot mini readings. So be sure to join her as well. And then on Friday, hosts Kathy Shogren, Dr. Rose, and Dr. Dax will be back, and they'll be talking about intuitive life coaching. So be sure to join them for that talk as well. Awesome. And, you know, if you would like to see the full lineup of what is coming up on Psychic Talk, be sure to go to psychictalk.net/nextlive, or you can go to psychictalk.net/upcoming to see all the shows that are coming up this week. And actually, the next week as well. So be sure to check those out to look for times and what's coming up. All right. So I believe we have a caller that's been waiting. So caller, area code 562. What is your name and where are you calling from? Hello? Hi, area code 562.
Yes. Yes. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Yes. Hi, I'm right here. This is Cheryl.
Hi, Cheryl, and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Whittier in California.
Awesome. So how are you today?
I'm doing okay. I was going through Blog Talk and seeing if there was any shows and seeing if I could get a reading. I'm looking for a psychic or something.
Sure. So how can I help you today?
I'm worried about my mom and all the drama going on around that situation.
Okay. And okay, so I do feel a lot going on. I feel it within my heart, and I do see that you are worried about her with that. What's going to be important for both of you to do is call in Archangel Michael. And it's going to be a lot about protection, protecting your energy. And that's what he's showing me. So what I teach a lot of people and what he's showing me right now is before you leave the house, to imagine a big bubble, a blue and white bubble to go into. So what you're going to do is imagine stepping into this bubble and then closing the door behind it. So you're going to open this door, step into this bubble, and then close it behind you. And so what this is going to do is going to help you to shield you from all the negative energy that comes in, you know, shield you from the negative energy that's around, but help you to still send out the energy of love to others. So it's going to be important for you to do this. Also, you know, as, and this is what they're showing me as well, too, as, you know, you get ready for the day, or if you're ending the day, you know, whether it's taking a bath or a shower, to imagine getting rid of all this negativity and having it go down the drain. So imagining this, and it may sound a little bit odd, but it really does work. It, you know, because when you imagine this, when you really see this, the angels and guides are always there and helping you with your energy.
Okay. Yeah, because I was just wondering how to handle my siblings, my brother and sister, and how that's all going to, and also my mother, the difficulty of my mother.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, when it comes to family, it's really hard to, it's not like you could just let them go and you could just, you know, let them, you know, live their own life because you are family. So that's why, you know, Archangel Michael is bringing this to you, but also Archangel Raphael stepping forward for you as well. He wants you to really connect with him this week when it comes to, especially being in this energy of solar eclipse as well as the new moon. And really helping, this is really going to help you to understand and really shift your energy when it comes to being around them and what it is that you need to see. He's going to help you to shift that story, to shift the perspective of how it is that you see everything when it comes to your siblings, when it comes to all the things that they bring, when it comes to drama and the things that they say. So it's going to help you to really shift into that energy of love for them, even though it may be very hard to at this moment. So, you know, be sure to connect with him as well. Hello?
I was muted. I'm sorry.
Oh, no problem.
Okay, thank you. It's just, you know, I'm worried about the declining health of my mother. She just had major surgery, and I'm just wondering if she's going to get better, get stronger, because she's having trouble with mobility at this time. And I'm just wondering if she's ever going to her fight. She's got a fight to help herself.
Yes, I do hear yes from Archangel Raphael. And what this is, and a lot of times when it comes to our energies, if our energies are stuck, if our energies need work, it manifests in our body. It manifests physically. So, you know, and part of it, this is due to the drama that's going on, due to all the negative energy that she's feeling around her. And so it's really going to be important for her to really connect with the angels and her guides, to do some meditating, self-care for herself, those things that she really loves to do. And it's really going to help her physically. It's going to help her to, you know, get that strength back and to be able to do those things that she is meant to do. She's meant to do a lot of different things, amazing things. You know, and this all, you know, stems from those things that she's gone through with your family, with, you know, all those other things around her. And also, you know, it's really about taking care of herself, too, you know, doing those that self-care. So I hope that helps.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You are very welcome. I hope you have a wonderful week.
Okay, thank you.
All right. So we are almost at the top of the hour. And so, you know, if I just want to reiterate, if you'd like to speak about those things that you've been learning, or if you'd like some guidance, please be sure to call 714-816-4628. And don't forget to press 1 on that keypad. Okay, so one other thing that I do want to mention before we go, and this hour has pretty much gone by pretty quickly, but, you know, when it comes to empowering yourself and empowering you, and the reason why I'm doing this series is that, you know, they really want us to really understand that we have it within us. It's all within us. These gifts and abilities that we have, it's all there. It's always been there. So, and, you know, they really want us to know that you are meant to do amazing things with your gifts. You're meant to do amazing things, you know, treat amazing things, you know, make the changes and make that impact in this world. So this is why I'm doing this. You know, this is why I'm talking about myself. This is why, you know, I'm trying to show you that you can do this, that it's all within you. So, I believe we have another caller. So let's take that call. So caller area code 201. What is your name or where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Jackie. I'm calling from New Jersey.
Hello, Jackie. How are you?
I'm good. I just need some guidance on some things that I wanted to try to put into action this summer.
Okay. And, okay, so what is your question?
I expect some interference, but I'm trying to find a way to minimize it with some siblings. They're constantly trying to get in the way of me making progress. And, you know, I'm just hoping I could get a word on how to handle it if it does arise.
Okay, so right now I have Archangel Raphael stepping forward for you, and what he is showing me is this has to do with your confidence and also being able to set boundaries with your family, with your siblings. So, you know, call on Archangel Raphael this week, and he'll show you the power that you have within you. And this is about what it is, to understand that you have this power that's within you. Right now you don't see it, but he's going to show you as you work with him those times in your life when you felt that power, when you felt that that you can do whatever it is that you're meant to do. So, you know, connect with him, do some journaling. And what I see also for you is you're going to be doing a little bit of a life review. And this is going to show you those areas, those times in your life when you felt that power. So I do see some inner child work that's going to be done with them as well. But also he's going to show you where this stems from when it comes to your lack of confidence, when it comes to your limiting beliefs on working with your siblings. So, and also it's not just going to be those things that he shows you about your sibling, with your siblings, but those other times in your life where you felt that lack of power, where it relates to your situation with your siblings. So I hope that helps. Jackie.
Yes, it has. And it is true because I did go through a period recently where I was feeling quite powerless and I couldn't understand why, because I was doing everything I was supposed to do. It just felt like the interference just always felt like it was coming from external forces. And, you know, I have to admit, I am very empathic. You know, I usually try to surround myself
I do feel that.
Positive things.
Yeah.
But it has been a challenge.
Yes, because of your empathy, it's going to be a little bit harder. But realizing this, that is going to give you a lot of power. You know, realizing that you're empathic, you're always wanting to help people. You're always wanting to be there for others. But it's really important for you to understand your own power and your own divine love and light first in order to be able to help others. So, you know, she's going to show you those areas where you felt that power and help you to switch that energy of that lack of confidence and not feeling as powerful, through these experiences that you experienced in the past. So I hope that helps.
Yes, it has. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Well, I hope you have a wonderful week.
You too. God bless.
Bye-bye. All right. Okay, so we are at about the top of the hour. So, you know, before we go, I just want to mention that this week is going to be one that is powerful. It's going to be one where you learn a lot of things about yourself, but you have to do that work. You have to, you know, really go within. You have to do the meditating and do some journaling so that you can really understand what it is that you're meant to do, what it is that the angels want you to be. When you set those intentions on what it is that you truly want and then let it go, angels and guides are going to help you with your next step. They're going to help you to understand what you have to do next in order for you to achieve those goals, in order for you to do those things that you're meant to do, to create the change, create and make the impact that you're meant to make. And, you know, it'll help other people, but also you have to realize that when you realize who you truly are, it's helping your life. It's helping you to become better. It helps you to do those things that you're meant to do. You know, I had mentioned on my page with the angels, you know, I was doing the message when Herschel Angel Alexandra stepped forward. And, you know, she was showing me that, you know, you are, you know, those things that come up as your passion, what you truly love, you know, whether it's animals, whether it's the environment, well, whether it's politics, you know, all those different things. If it really sets you on fire, if it really means so much to you, there's a reason why. There's a reason why that you are feeling those things, that you feel called to make this change. You know, if you're watching the news and you see all this crime or you see all these things happening with our environment and you feel called and you feel like you need to do something or you feel so these emotions of like you wish you could do something about it. That's part of your passion and that's part of your purpose. And, you know, it's you, the angels and guides and the universe letting you know that you are meant to do something with it. You're meant to step out of the comfort zone in order to help, in order to serve in that way. So, you know, this week it's going to be about understanding what it is that you're meant to do, what sets you on fire, what is calling you, what is your heart telling you when it comes to what it is that you truly want to do. So, you know, I want you to take notice of those things that, you know, come into your heart, those things that come into your mind on, you know, when you're watching different things, whether it's news, whether it's a movie, and, you know, the divine even speaks to us through movies. You know, are you feeling that emotional watching something, you know, whether it's, you know, a romantic movie or whether it's a movie on someone really traveling or those type of things, you know, looking at and really feeling into those emotions. Your emotions are going to be telling you what it is that you're passionate about and what it is that you're meant to do. So really digging into that, digging into those feelings and asking the angels and asking your guides, is this what I'm being led to do? Is this what I'm supposed to do when it comes to my life purpose, when it comes to my calling? And you're starting from there, and they're going to show you with different signs and different messages from, whether it's from others, whether it's from them, whether it's through watching something on social media or watching something on the internet. You know, in all the different ways they're going to show you, they're going to guide you in those ways. So next week I will be back on talking more about empowering you. And I want to thank everyone for joining me today. You know, whether you called or you were listening, and those who will be listening, I want to thank you. And I'm sending you lots of love and light. And this week, you know, we have July 4th coming. So if you're in the States, I hope you have a safe holiday with your families, and being really thankful for all that we have in this country, and all that's been given to us and provided for us. And so sending you all lots of love and light. And I will see all, or I will talk to you all very, very soon. So bye-bye for now.